Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And guess what? He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, I Will Still Be With You, from the live recording, I Belong to Jesus, Volume 2. But before I share the story behind this song, I want to give you a special bonus song from the same recording. The night we recorded the live album, the Lord gave me two spontaneous songs of deliverance. And I'd like to share the story behind the second spontaneous song, which was born the night of May 18th, 1993. That's the night we made the live recording, I Belong to Jesus, Volumes 1 and 2. Galatians 6:9 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary." And 1 Timothy 6:12 says this, "Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." Now, what I'm about to share with you is what I wrote about the song, the spontaneous song, after I received it. I wrote this. I say this so often. The Lord takes more delight in our presence than we could possibly take in His. This spontaneous song came in the midst of a group of songs concerning the reality of eternity with the Lord. It was born out of my own desire for people to be consumed with the truth of God's love for them, that He is waiting to call us to His side, that He's been building a very special place for us with Him, that He can't wait for us to see, that He'll say, "Well done, you fought a good fight," that He's longing to introduce His bride to His Father. This song is my favorite on the album, and it was written the night of the recording, received the night of the recording, in the midst of it, in the very midst of the very recording. I am truly overwhelmed by the way my Father desires to lavish His love upon us. This song is an encouragement to my soul to fight the good fight and to not grow weary in my well-doing. May it be so for you as well. And 2 Timothy 4:8 says this, "In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who loved His appearing." Now let's listen to the spontaneous song, but I encourage you to do this. As you listen, please just disregard me and hear your Father's heart.
Children, I can't wait till that day when I call you to my side. I've been building a special place for you with me, and I can't wait for you to see. I can't wait to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done, you fought a good fight." And I can't wait to say, "Father, this is my bride, the day that I take you to my side." Oh, I can't wait till the day that I take you, my precious bride.
Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for making us your bride. Thank you for helping us fight the good fight. Thank you for just giving us the gift of faith, Lord. We love you and we need you. In Jesus' name, amen. That's a special song to me. So I love sharing those kinds of songs with you. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." The song that we're going to share right now is called I Will Still Be With You. It was born on September 10th of 1991. And this is what I wrote about the song after receiving it. When looking back on the past 6 years here at Western Hills Church here in Oklahoma City and the past 20 years of my life, I've walked through hard times and through good times. My desire is that I would be able to see the hand of the Lord and to know the sweetness of His presence no matter what state I find myself in. Now, at one point in the late 1980s, I felt I needed to confront someone who had used me sexually when I was a younger man. The thought that the person who had used me might be doing the same thing to other men drove me to put aside my fear. Part of the process meant having to give a legal deposition of exactly what had happened to me, and I was scared out of my mind about doing that. But I was so thankful my friend and pastor, Jerry Wells, went to that deposition with me because I don't think I would have been able to do it otherwise. It was absolutely humiliating to have to sit there and give explicit details of what I had experienced. Guilt and fear and shame tried to keep me from sharing, but Jerry kept assuring me that I was doing the right thing by sparing others the ordeal I had experienced as a young man. Needless to say, much pain was dredged up in the process. Yet I came away from that encounter feeling even more free than I thought possible. The fact that a friend would go through that with me and still love me, knowing the details of such a shameful period in my life, brought me to a completely other level of God's grace I did not know was even possible. Little did I know how much this song would minister to me again during the year of 1993. God brought it back to my remembrance as He called me to step down as worship leader at Western Hills Church, and to step down from 8 years' worth of memories and friendships. This song is also for an old friend of mine, Joe Bynum, because he allowed me to walk through some hard times with him, and because I saw him always look to Jesus even when the pain was too much to bear. And I want to walk with Jesus like that. Lamentations 3:19 through 23 says this, "Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and the bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Let's listen to the song, I Will Still Be With You, and allow the Lord to take us back through the times in our lives where we thought maybe we were alone, but He has shown Himself faithful through the years. Even in the times when we thought we were alone, even in the times we went through pain we didn't think we could possibly bear, He has wasted nothing, and He has been with us all along, and He will be with us through whatever comes next.
The Lord delights more in our presence, I believe, than we could possibly delight in His. I really believe that. Have you ever gone through a period in your life, time in your life, that you can look back and say, that was a really hard time, Lord, and it didn't seem like you were there. Where were you? Any of you identify with that?
Many memories I've gathered up down through the years, gladness and sorrow, much laughter and tears. Still I am thankful for life, for so many reasons. Spring will come, summer too, fall and winter pursue. Soon the day will come when this life will be through. And I'm so thankful, Lord, there is no change with you through the seasons. I want to watch the spring in blossom with you. I want to feel the heat of summer with you. I want to watch the autumn leaves falling down. I want to walk with you through snow, winter, cold, all around. And when the days of winter draw near, I want to rest by the fire with you, dear sweet friend. When this life is over, life is not through, I will still be with you. I remember with fondness when you brought the spring rain, how it gave me strength to go through a hard summer's pain, and the joy of simply being with you every step of the way. I'll remember with fondness the harvest of fall, and look forward to the winter and wait for you. When you say, little child, no more waiting, and you take me away, I want to watch the spring and blossom with you. I want to feel the heat of summer with you, Lord. I want to watch the autumn leaves falling down. I want to walk with you through snow and to cold all around. And when the days of winter draw near the end, I want to rest by the fire with you, dear sweet friend. When this life is over, life is not through, will still be with you. I will still be with you. Forever, Lord, I want to be by your side. Beginning now, I want to live like your bride. I want to stand before you, nothing to hide. I want to plunge into the depths of your arms, open wide. And when I look into your wonderful face,
wonderful face,
I want to rest inside the arms of your sweet embrace. Every moment, all eternity through, still be with you. Yes, every moment, all eternity through, I will still be with you.
Father, thank you so much for your awesome presence. Just knowing you're with us makes all the difference in the world. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Philippians 3, verses 7 through 11 says this, "But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing knowledge of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead." God never leaves us, and he never forsakes us, even in the midst of sin and shame. We just forget he's there, or we choose to ignore him. But he is always there, y'all. And he wastes nothing. Not even a hard summer's pain of having to relive a nightmare of sexual and emotional abuse. That was my reality. He was there all along. Our Father is good that way. He's just so good. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And in case you haven't heard, there is a way you can support the work of ministry God has called me to continue doing what God has called me to, and that is setting the captive free and binding up broken hearts and reminding people who they are in Christ. I'd like to ask you to consider coming alongside me via a brand new service. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/DennisJernigan. Would you mind checking it out and consider becoming a patron? Just go to patreon.com/DennisJernigan and find out more. There's one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to, if you like. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Whew, that's a lot to say in one breath there. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the songs I Will Be With You, or the spontaneous song from the live recording I Belong to Jesus Volume 2, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And if you remember nothing else today, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.